People who download music from online networks like Kazaa or Nutella are grabbing entire songs electronically. But a Columbia University doctoral student of music has a different notion. Jason Freeman has created a software program that allows users to snatch bits of songs and combine them into random sound montages. He calls this program NAG.
What NAG does is it takes all this information about how the bits of information are actually coming into the computer and uses that as the basis for creating this audio collage.
So let's hear, for example, an audio collage that was created when you searched for files that contained the word grace. Now, what do we have here? You've gotten these bits of sound files of Amazing Grace. Are there other songs with Grace besides Amazing Grace that are in there?
It's always possible. It's part of the unpredictability of the network is when you type in a search term, it'll pull down anything that matches. That might be something with an album title that matches or the name of an artist or the name of a song.
I see. So it'll get anything that's been entered in there that might have the term.
Yes, it's a very trusting program.
And the rhythm in which it's, to use the term crudely, it's sampling and shifting from one file to another file, that's determined by some algorithm that you create when you set this up, or is it always the same? How does that work?
It's determined by an algorithm, and there's a lot of control. When you actually download and use this program yourself, you can control how quickly it moves from one song to another. And there's several other parameters of the algorithm that you can control. It's almost like a very simple instrument that you can play.
So the medium of creation here is the file sharing system of Nutella.
Mm-hmm. It's important to realize that the audio example you just played is just an example. It's not the work. It's just an example of what the work can produce. Of course, sometimes the randomness and unpredictability of it is going to produce results I don't really care for. Mm-hmm. But often it surprises me and produces things which really amaze me and which I never could have written myself. I once typed in the word speech, and it came back with all these different excerpts of great speeches of the 20th century and some not-so-great speeches, too. And at the beginning, what it was creating sounded almost like a bunch of ghosts talking in the shadows. You couldn't make out all the individual words. Then a few notes of music, I think from a movie soundtrack, which was supporting a speech underneath it, came in. And it was a very emotional moment when these few soft notes came in.
And it turned out a monologue.
Given that you're using a system that could import sound files intact from other people, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could simply bring in the whole song and you could
Of course.
That's what it's really intended for. I mean, what you're doing could be seen as a meal of burnt roasts and fallen souffles and things that have been salted too much. You're taking all of the things that go wrong when you're trying to import files and using that to some creative end.
Yeah, well, that's actually how I sort of started off on this project. You know, one of the motivations behind NAG was simply to take this very interesting process that arises because of the decentralized, chaotic nature of the network and try to render it in another way.
So you're saying, Jason, I could listen to one of the collages and say, this is a piece about the hungry listener limited to this imperfect network and being rewarded with sounds that don't quite meet his expectations or desires.
I guess you could say that. I prefer to say that it's a piece about the magic of looking and maybe not finding what you're looking for.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thanks for having me.
Columbia University music student Jason Freeman, creator of software called NAG, which uses file-sharing programs to create sonic montages. For more on his creation and links to the site to download it for free if you'd like, you can go to npr.org.
You don't love me. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.